بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما يستوي البحران هذا عذب فرات سائغ شرابه وهذا ملح أجاج ومن كل تأكلون لحما طريا وتستخرجون حلية تلبسونها وترى الفلك فيه مواخر لتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون.
Verse number 12. And the two seas are not alike. One of them is extremely sweet and easy to drink, due to its sweetness. And the other is salty and bitter, which is not drinkable, due to its extreme saltiness. And from each of the above-mentioned seas, you eat fresh meat, which is fish, and you extract from them rubies and coral, which you wear as adornment. And you see the ships, O onlooker, splitting the sea with its sailing, coming and going, so you can seek the grace of Allah through trade, and so that you thank Allah for His many favors He has done for you.
يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلٌّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ والذين تدعون من دونه ما يملكون من قطمير.
Verse number 13. Allah enters the night into the day, so it becomes longer, and He enters the day into the night, so it becomes longer. And He made the sun and the moon subservient, each one of them travels in its appointed orbit until a fixed time, which only Allah knows, which is the Day of Judgment. He who fixes all of that and carries it out is Allah your Lord. To Him alone belongs the kingdom, and the idols you worship besides Him do not even possess the thin membrane over the date stone, so how do you worship them besides Me?
لكم ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم ويوم القيامة يكفرون بشرككم ولا ينبئك مثل خبير.
Verse number 14. If you call your deities, they cannot hear your call, because they are inanimate objects which have no life in them, nor can they hear. And if they could hear you calling them, for argument's sake, they could not respond to you. And on the Day of Judgment, they will disassociate themselves from your idolatry and your worshipping them. So there is nobody who can inform you, O Messenger, more truthfully than Allah.
Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid.
Verse number 15. O people, you are the ones in need of Allah in all your affairs and in all your conditions. And Allah is the self-sufficient who does not need you for anything. The praiseworthy in this world and the hereafter for what He decrees for His servants.
إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ.
Verse number 16. If He wants to remove you by destroying you, He can remove you and bring a new creation in your place who will worship Him and not associate any partner with Him.
وما ذلك على الله بعزيز.
Verse number 17. And removing you by destroying you and bringing a new creation in your place is not impossible for Allah.
ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وَإِن تَدْعُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَى حِمْلِهَا لَا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَمَن تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ.
Verse number 18. And no soul will carry the sin of another, but rather, every sinning soul will carry its own sin, and if a soul who has been burdened with carrying its sin calls someone to carry some of its sins, nothing of its sins will be carried, even if the one who is being asked is a close relative. O Messenger, you can only warn of Allah's punishment those who fear their Lord in private and complete the prayer in the most perfect way, for they are the ones who will take heed from your warning. Whoever is purified from his sins, the greatest of them being polytheism, then his purification will only benefit himself when he returns to his Lord, and Allah is not in any need for his slaves' obedience. To Allah is the return on the Day of Judgment for the reckoning and recompense. Beneficial points. 1. The subjugation of the sea, the alteration of the night and day, and the subjugation of the sun and moon are all amongst Allah's favors to the people, but the people are used to these favors and thus absent-minded of them. 2. The minds of the idolaters are foolish, as they call upon idols which cannot hear or understand. 3. Being needy towards Allah is a quality which is inseparable from humans, and independence is a quality of perfection for Allah. 4. Purification of the soul is dependent on the servant himself, for it is up to him to either protect it or ruin it.
وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير.
Verse number 19. The disbeliever and believer are not the same in status, just as the blind and seeing are not the same.
ولا الظلمات ولا النور.
Verse number 20. And disbelief and faith are not the same, just as darkness and light are not the same.
ولا الظل ولا الحرور.
Verse number 21. And paradise and the fire of hell are not the same in their effects, just as shade and hot winds are not the same.
وما يستوي الأحياء ولا الأموات. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ.
Verse number 22. And the believers and disbelievers are not the same, just as the living and the dead are not the same. Allah makes those whom He wants to guide here, and you, O Messenger, cannot make the disbelievers who are like the dead in the graves hear.
إن أنت إلا نذير.
Verse number 23. You are not except a warner to them of Allah's punishment.
إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا. وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَا فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ.
Verse number 24. O Messenger, I have sent you with the truth, in which there is no doubt, to give good news to the believers of the generous reward He has prepared for them, and to warn the disbelievers of the painful punishment He has prepared for them. And there is no nation from the previous nations except that there passed in them a messenger from Allah to warn them of His punishment.
وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَبِالزُّبُرِ وَبِالْكِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ.
Verse number 25. And if your people deny you, O Messenger, be patient, because you are not the first messenger whose people denied him. As the nations before them denied their messengers, such as Ad, Thamud, and the people of Lut, their messengers came to them with clear evidences and overwhelming miracles, which proved their truthfulness. And their messengers came to them with scrolls, and with the scripture, which is enlightening for one who ponders over it and contemplates it.
ثم أخذت الذين كفروا فكيف كان نكير.
Verse number 26. But despite that, they disbelieved in Allah and His messengers, and they did not accept what they brought from Him. So I destroyed those who disbelieved. So think, O Messenger, how terrible my punishment was when I destroyed them.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ.
Verse number 27. O Messenger, have you not seen that I sent rain water from the sky? Then I extracted fruits of different colors from that water, amongst them red, green, yellow, and others, after I had watered their trees from it? And from the mountains are white tracts, red tracts, and extremely black tracts.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِّ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ.
Verse number 28. And amongst men, animals, and cattle, camels, cows, and sheep, are different colors like that which was mentioned. Only those who exalt Allah and have true fear of Him are the knowledgeable ones, because they recognize His attributes, His sacred law, and the proof of His power. Allah is mighty. No one can overpower Him. He forgives of the sins of His servants who repent.
إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور.
Verse number 29. Those who read the Book of Allah, which I revealed to my messenger, and practice what it contains, and complete the prayer in the best way, and who spend from what I have provided them, through zakah and other ways, secretly and openly, seek through those actions a trade with Allah, which is never profitless.
لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ.
Verse number 30. So that Allah can give them the full reward of their actions and increase them from His grace, and this is His domain. He is forgiving of the sins of those who are described with these qualities and appreciating of their good actions. Beneficial points. 1. The vast difference between the people of truth and the people of falsehood. 2. The sending of a great number of messengers before the advent of Muhammad, peace be upon him, shows the greatness of Allah's mercy and the ungrateful nature of many people. 3. The eventual destruction of disbelievers is a divine custom. 4. Faith and its characteristics lead to all types of benefits and success, whilst the qualities of disbelief are a losing trade.